wants to borrow money, he gets real rich. He'll come to ask, but can you put the test in and I'll give it to him. I'm up against the loan so that he can invest it in some kind of construction project, real estate, maybe even wealthy. So your options are this. I can't take credit from it. But if I find a way to turn this into something else, the form will make the difference if I can restructure it so that it turns into a biscuit. I got me the theory of disaster, and it's not even a harrowing. It's just getting around this area. I'm not defeating the purpose of our welfare. The purpose of these series is to allow the year to get richer. It's so that what we should, can get bored. But even if I'm dealing with a nation that is already rich, and I find a way to take money that should involve a technical instrument, Lakura doesn't involve aroma that is going to make us a whole great thing. I think that you look carefully, at least in some of our places, for example, he says that the atheist is neutral only when the person actually has an atheist. If he doesn't actually have an atheist, the revelation is clear. He says that even as you should know what the atheist is, and it goes here. The other truth is that you shouldn't know that it's a protein, because then you may not be able to demand the shmura. I suspect what it means is that if there are clouds, you should know what the money is going for. Next time I'm lending him money, and I have no idea what it's going to do with money. I'm lending him money for a particular estate, whether he's going to buy this piece of machinery or that piece of machinery. I don't have to ask him, because when I find out he's going to steal a piece of machinery, and then the machinery blew up, I can demand the shmura afterwards, and then I forever from this law. But he actually, in the interest of Richard, he certainly wasn't talking about the technical reasons. I'm sure he was. But a person will make an effort to get in without knowing what the person is going to use the money to invest in, or the behavior of the students are excellent. But other than that, only that's a kind of a name rock population, and because you're using an aroma to avoid what really should have been an interest-free loan involved in the general obligation of stuff. I presume what we're mentioning is that A, the person should have an ASIC. B, the ASIC should be one that will bring the anticipated revenue, which is twice the amount of the profit on the investment, because otherwise it's just not true. The whole point is that this is what we anticipate, that we're going to make money on this deal. It's really going to be a surface in a given issue. So therefore, it has to be something that I honestly anticipate is going to produce twice the amount of profit that I am paying out to the person who has the money. And I should have a general idea of what I'm going about, because otherwise, the first time you can get with some guarantee, and I'm going to stop giving you money because you say you've got a good deal going there. And in the real world, people don't trust the others, stop it over. If he tells me what he's investing in, it's not good, I don't give you the money to invest. And of course, that's all the information in. That in order for the data on Roman, that Abdullah wouldn't be cry, it's got to be under those circumstances. There are other upbringings which seem to be massive in general. There are clouds. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But let me first go through the nature of the heterodiscus. The heterodiscus of Aram, the first heterodiscus of Aram, I think there is based on the father of the second school of Tzadayim. And the father here talks about, in fact, that he talks to the the financier, the Mr. Moneybags, Mr. Moneybags is giving money to Mr. Kaplan And he stipulates to his lands how much rebuck he wants. He knows how much he wants to make on the field. So he gives him a certain amount and tells the Kabul Hamoy that he should place it in some kind of mixture until it makes a certain amount of profit. And from that point on, it converts into an interest-free loan. That's what that priest did of Merama's interest. Like, he's the money. If the Bikodin, you can place it in the Bikodin, make money with the Bikodin, and as soon as you generate the amount of money that I want, it converts into an interest-free loan. There are a couple of problems with that. Practical. Forget about the problems of all of them. The practical problem is, the one person who's been making money for 10 years, I am stuck. He's got my money, what can I do? And I'll never get more than the amount of profit I stipulated at the very beginning. And there's no way that you can use the ether, this scale, the around the ethers, to generate what I would call periodic profits instead of periodic interest. The periodic interest is not about how big it is per month or per annum. And what we, what the first thing the money wants, really, is the top of top rabbi on a periodic basis, so much profit for a month or for a year or whatever. Otherwise, the person who's got the money is never getting back. It's just forever as long as you get away with it. And whatever rabbi you make is entirely it. In addition, there are other technical problems because as long as this is what we call the money is at risk. A person doesn't want his money to be exposed for a short period of time, particularly going back to that point in time of the Maharaja Kingdom. Shortly afterwards, you're lending. Typically, what's happening is that you've got Mr. Deer and Mr. Copson, and the Copson is going to go to the reed, he's going to take the money, he's going to buy whatever he buys, and he's going to sell it, and the rest of the men buy and sell. That's how it works. And there is a price of error. People who don't get killed with a when travels. And you were at great risk at the very beginning. And as soon as it goes out, you lose everything. So later it changed for whatever reason. I don't know technically why it changed, but I suspect it was as much for the practical reason as for the for practical reasons, it quickly changed to what was a classic Roman Catholic because of the root of everybody goes to the problem. But before the Roman Catholic, he knows the Roman Catholic, I don't know, but it was before the Roman Catholic, and after the Maharaja Tigger, and I suspect the Roman Catholic in 42, you rapidly find that the root of changes from the root of the Roman Catholic and shifts into a Katsunoba Katsunoba. The advantage of Katsunoba Katsunoba is A, that only 50% of the money is exposed to risk, because the half of the building is going to have to retain it no matter what happens. And B, once you've done this, then there's at least the opportunity of stating that you anticipate it's going to be an ESA, it's going to be an ESA to stay there, so that you anticipate it's going to earn in a manner to make sure it will be very friendly out of the money. The more pleasure, the more time a slayer has money, the more money you can make. Particularly if you're going to the stairs and buying spirit. If you've got it for a year, you may want to push it out for 6 months. You've got more time to handle, to buy it yourself. So obviously there's going to be more money, and I can anticipate that there will be real talking in the 4 years of time that you have enough. The situation is that you are going to divide the profits with me. And I, Mr. Deer, there is training, I'll tell you, this is such a nice guy, I agree to accept a maximum of a certain amount, whatever the percentage is, and maybe not entirely the training, I'll tell you, the Copson may not be willing to work enough. He's going to work only if he has the opportunity to earn a fabulous amount of profit. He thinks he's going to strike a rich, he sees gold at the other end of the rainbow, and as long as he only has to pay it 10%, 50%, 20%, whatever it is, and everything else, the sky's the limit, belongs to him, he's going to enter into the deal, otherwise, he's not going to enter into the deal. But that's typically how the Heter Iskia that follows from the Heter Iskia Ramah Vikas operates is usually called the Heter Iskia of the Bokas Oma. And that's a little bit different from the Makabe. Makabe's case was a Vikas of 1 and 9 until it turns into 2 money. After you use the Nusach of the Bokas Oma, I give you a 1 and a half, a new and a half, a new one, and we have stipulated that I get 50% of the profit. But I will accept whatever percent is, without further ado, and the rest of the process you can keep for yourself.
Now, yeah. So he does, the Bhagavad Gita does institutionalize
it. The Bhagavad Gita is the one I can see only institutionalized. I'm not seeing some of that. I haven't seen it finished in the Bhagavad Gita.
And they could have done it for years before him.
There
was no great innovation.
I don't see any, I really don't see any innovation in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is that I see it was nothing more than the Now, there were two little coins that were thrown in with the
Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, that counts, true. That counts then. And that wasn't all Bhagavad Gita.
That's true.
I never saw the Buddha. I'm not sure that anybody has seen the Buddha. I didn't go to the all that I know is that I remember the Buddha's name. They're correct. They say, Isaac O'Hefford, and people are writing agreements. And it's almost like a rubber stamp. I guess some people have a rubber stamp. They take a rubber stamp out of the drawer, you take a little agreement, and you say, I'll be head to this field in our house. I'll be head to this field. What I'll be head to this field means I don't know. It goes, which head to this field? What head to this field? What head to this field? You have no head to this field. And I'll be head to this field in our house. The lady signing says, is this your head to this field? This head to this field isn't head to this field. I'm a victim. Now, I don't think because everybody knows that Tetris de Maram doesn't need the original Maram, but was Shogar, but he could have Tetris de Maram on Tetris. I don't remember it's not this. I don't think Dr. Shiva has Tetris de Maram on Tetris. I think it's there. Maybe put in the blue eyes, they said, I'm sure he's maybe he's not the original Tetris de Maram on Tetris, but as far as I know, I've never seen the original Tetris de Maram on Tetris. So we'll come to that.
The added one in the blue. Not that she doesn't have
to. I know he has to, but I don't think he has to have to. I know he has to go for that. I didn't go to the school. Now, you have to go check. Then came, two and a half years ago. Then came, now essentially as far as the leaders in terms of the frontier, there's two problems. He wants his money back, and he also wants his profit. Now, the problem
is
that he gets a blanket guarantee when he gets his money back and he gets his profit, it's a full moon. That's the definition of a halvor. Halvor means that come what may, I have to give the money he gave me. That's what it's all needs, no, I have to give back all the money, not the money he gave me. So I'm chayiv even for anything. If there's such a concept of anything, there's a concept of anything. Because once it's a son, it's not even if this money is still the end, it's even out for the bottom guy. And once you guarantee the interest under any of all circumstances, that's what Ribbit might always give you the percent of rabbi under any of all circumstances in return for money, which is what it's on. Well, that's what Ribbit suits up. It's not even for that purpose. It's not even if I make money, I will give you. But I'm always trying to give you money, so we can't read this. What you want to do is to provide that there is some kind of guarantee, but at least a kind of a window of risk, both with the parent and with the walking, these are agreements. With the Karen, they did it in a variety of ways. The simplest way was to stipulate that, of course, it has to be true, at least for instance. But if Makai is a form of Shmira, it's not likely to occur. Shmira, you should always keep in his personal possession, simply the number of his fellow, and not give it to his employees or his wife and children to take care of. And the spirit divides the Kayin only with the Makti under the Makamakers, or according to the Makasov, the Kayin to both, but he's going to be angry personally, fully. That designed in effect so that it's not going to do it. That result is that it's always going to die in the camp. The Kazani says that it's all fine, it's not a community. But he's done the various halachos, it's awesome. The Kazani is the answer. He says that he was a disaster, he's intended to die alone. If you intend him to violate the condition and effect, become a fishaya in disagreement, he says, it's awesome. He also presumes doesn't yet make it really exclusive of the kind of aroma that came through our community. In addition to that, they put in forces for them all. It certainly wasn't the final figures. The Machus Malik says that he can stipulate, and I can stipulate all this, and how do you prove that the Karen was what? That the Karen Anna with the behaviors of two aging children in their body. Ordinarily, Shamer has either two or three. I presume that the first corporate moment was to make it more difficult to be Machtiach the Karen, even against somebody who would want to make a shmur. So even if he's willing to make a shmur, you put in a floor saying the shmur's not good enough. And the fact that I need to ask you to anything, and one in cherry. And some of the stories throw in probably the kapokin. And then the Maria could roll in the house. The robe in the cabin, the cabin was the first of the cabin, 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 this was put in not because they were bringing them all in, but because if there are any two people in town who are not likely to know what's going on in one of these places, it's the robe and the shadows. What do they know about a person's suggestion? Another slave in town might just know, he might be able to be made. The robe and the cabin will never be able to be made. The Karen now becomes completely useless. I'm making the point of the Karen. It seems to me that they added the role of the Karen because they want to be Machiach in more than the Machiach rule. Comes along with Ramesha. One of the truth is, and Ramesha said, is not Ainu, when people go to be made with the Zomi, the Ubay, better put in a Shmua on the Karen instead of aiding carrying the money on the Karen. Now, the role of the Karen, a lot of upbringing. That was the
truth. The true possession.
And our brains didn't like it. They were attacking on that. The fans came out wrong. It's impossible. Everybody knows it. They didn't like that because they were eliminating the possibility of losing the character.
But doesn't it, he said it has to be chased when he's the man to a man.
Right.
No, that's the true possession. So it doesn't have to put in the true possession.
True possession says.
Right.
They came along and they couldn't have the offering to complain that would be made in the possible situation. You might say they'll never be able to be made or something to it.
But that's so different from a snail that will sleep with under the pillow that no one has any intention to keep.
So that thing of that, you still have to be sure that anybody can complain about the Chazanisha is a convenient time. You don't need it anymore. You throw it in the Chazanisha.
So which one's worse?
For all their customers.
You can say it's not that both know that neither of them are going to keep, but it's not, you can say it's not.
Well, sleep under the pillow. It's more likely that the fact is that they have less coffee than that. On the rabbi, it's impossible to say by what name and what sharing that there was no rabbi. That has none of operating to a willing to stipulate the family. That's how I think it grew up. That on the grabba, there was a stipulation that you could take the shavuot to the effect that there was no grabba. And you take the shavuot, then you don't have to say. But otherwise, there was a built in presumption of revolting. And that's why Revolution says that you have to lend the money or invest in something that logically can't produce a server. Otherwise, again, I don't know. You know that you can't have this kind of profit. That if you can't have this kind of profit, then what is the support and satisfaction? What do you mean you're going to pay in a certain amount of rule that you would? So I'm performing that's how it developed. What's interesting is that it was already published upon the other version of that. And I'm sure the further. It is a reservation, the great Musa of the certain people, the name, the dumb. But the Shmuel is always the same Shmuel. So put in the Shmuel for the character. Come to the Lord, what is the name of the Shmuel? When you say the Rabbi, the people who are supposed to be like Shmuel, what's the Shmuel? I'll swear. So the Shmuel, I'm not the character, so hating the one who's sharing, I'm going to call you whatever, okay. They won't be made, they're shaking. But I'm sure the nation I'm worried about, the preacher will end up, that the person will go, thank you, Shula, and maybe you should share with the body for all we know. But it certainly won't work as a means of being Mashiach when he gets the property in this. So, what was his answer? His answer was to put in other clothing. And he suggests that the person would be putting this presumption of profit, and if I claim that there was no profit, I can show you my books. In a certain society, people don't want to show their books. They don't pay anything not to show their books. I'm dealing with both minds, showing their books because they have nothing to hide. And probably the same rabbi, people are questioning the Shmuel. I don't quite know how to do my fiat for the book. You've got a problem. In the world out there, it may be a problem. But as long as you're dealing with people who won't swear, even the Shmuel, as long as it's true, the Hetzer works very well. Now, that's simply the skeleton of that history. There are other Hetzer that came after this. There's what I call Hetzer in Negra. We'll come to that later. But first, the first problem, the Machaber is transition to this, and the Vashi is Star Home, Vashi is a home. Because this person is now working with one money and will become two money. How do I see working? It's only because in the end he's going to get interest free loan. The fact that he's working more than the leader for nothing stands up as rigorous. He's working because he wants to loan. That's awesome. So it's not happening that he has to give Star Amoloi. Star Amoloi can even be a daughter or the Yisim and the Tzvila feel the culture which is not the Scaramole, but the Gros says. The Gros says that if you give a folder with less than going market rate, or at least the minimum wages, says the Gros that's ridiculous when I'm working for less than I was for anybody else, that's also ridiculous. The Gros clearly on the Yisim and the I assume that the Gros was clearly on the Yisim and the Yisim. I took it for granted that the entity still around the people is not changing about something. I think other people take it for granted too. The lady was not in a half a second ago. Maybe the entity is still around the people is good one to grow because it's there at his scale. I don't understand it and I don't know how to do this or not. My problem is whether the cost of the entity is good or not. And again, I didn't go through all the stories, thank you very much. But I think that the Hebrews of Nebra, what I call the Hebrews of Nebra, came because they held that the Hebrews still of the office of them was not good for God's people. For very simple reasons. Let me try to explain why I think both those things hold that the Hebrews of the office of them is good for God's people. I'll go back. When I first made my first English Hebrews, I was troubled by the environment of Scaramo. Nobody pays my just doesn't matter. Nobody collects our therapy as part of Hebrews. So first of all, my first piece was Malachi. You're not getting Scar therapists or therapists. B is Hukutapulula. I find that Hukutapulula offensive. If I'm putting in something nobody's going to do, then the whole document this is a joke. And you don't hear this, and then people think it's a joke, and the whole thing is not severe. There's one place where Ramesh used to think about this. He said that Hebrews is a Lakash from school or something like that. And the great Islam says it's not confusing with the Alma. What they both mean is that both of you must understand what Hebrews is. It's not just a paper. If they don't know what it is, it's not mere class, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's just a word spiral. But Al-Kofani, when I was going to make the Nusa, I spoke to the Magic Family's office and I asked him about the Scaramola and about Scaramola's Machapasus of Truth. But after your master of the Scaramola, can you say, already the King is Kabbalah, that you can be medical to Scaramola to me with a double point? Why not? I'm pleased with Scaramola. There was a Chiyu, you have to pay it. No, and if afterwards, if I'm laid hold of the field, why shouldn't it be good as long as there was a field in the first place? I'm not working for nothing. Afterwards, it comes time to pay. If you want to be finished with the field, the fact wasn't good enough for me because I'm a believer. I want to know what nossa parede que usa os cabalos, and if you in it, there is this good or not. I didn't think it should be good. The guy kid smiles, and he just tells me it's not good. But he told me it's not such a good one. Quite a left question. So I was getting all the time, and I don't know what to do. Then I found later, I don't know if it was at the time, the choice of head of history that we find in our soil has a quote that says, Star Abolo Kibalti. And it's not true. He didn't get the money. They put in at the very end of the original agreement, I got the Star Abolo and I received it. It's what I called the Arinki is Kibalti. And they certainly didn't get it. So what it means is that the Arinki is Kibalti, and whoever was the father of that, held the Arinki is Kibalti is good. It works to be around. My title was Harini Kumis Kabalti is good. In the Hefri Institute that they put a bank's marriage of sorrow, again, I haven't found anybody, and yet, Christy did some happy sentence. They put in a clause that says, for example, if I put money to the bank, so the bank is now the leader, and I'm the Malder. They put in a clause, I'm the Malder, so that the bank should begin to start here for funding. I put money in the bank, so the bank is working for me. So the bank should be getting started, it's what they do. Instead of, it has to be the shortest, they put in the clause saying that the bank has to be funded for one third. Really should be that. But the bank is exposed only to one third. Why? Because the bank is working for me, not for starting the fund. The criteria is insurance for the one third. Now, if you push it to zero, back, but as long as you make some kind of a surety here, that surety you're accepting the loan start here, that sound became the start here. The start was the insurance on this 1/6, the difference between 1/3 and 1/8. Alright, well, here's the idea.
If you're using the Masabra as Iska, so then the I'm doing the work for him while that would be cut on first and then a little, so it would be really Smithana. Here, the money is a whole kipada on the first, if we're using the straight mechaber.
Right.
So then, so I'm doing the work, Amanasha, you will lend me money. So that's just like I'm being shalach, you money, Amanasha Talmeni, which is okay.
So
here's the thing. Right. Here's the thing. Right. But it's not so, that's why it would be looking for the Sfar Kosher.
Yeah, it's only,
if you work with the head of his school on the focus of the you don't put it on the
for very simple reason. In the case of the Macabre, I took the money that belongs to the Macabre. I'm schlepping this money to the Yidin, I'm buying, I'm selling, all this is what I have. What earthly reason do I have to work for you? The only reason I have to work for you is because I want to interest for you. Rashid Ain came when I say, that's the middle of the country, there are situations in which I will be delighted, forget about this, I will be delighted to take your money as fully and work for you and me at the same time. It happens all the time. I have a business. I have to buy a business machine. Not $10,000. I have only $5,000. I'm willing to pay $5,000 for you. I'll put in my $5,000. I buy a piece of machinery and I'm in business. I will return to you 50% of the profit because I get 50% of the profit. If I didn't have your $5,000 that you invested as a silent partner, I'd have nothing. I wouldn't be able to earn a penny. I'm willing to work with your pecan because it's the only way I can generate profit with my money. It's obvious in the financial world that two times X is worth a lot more than the less. It's exponential. The more money I have, I can't do right with business. You guys gotta have duty to do right with business. I can't get the return that he gets on a $10 bill or $100 bill or $1,000 bill. Without the millions, it's impossible. There are lots of people out there who would be happy he's into the full share of the profits. So the investor, because he has his own capital, and he can make big money with his capital. Certainly, cases where I limit your return to 10 or 20%, and anything more is mine, the guidance in real estate is to make 30 and 40% a year. They can only do it if you've got millions to invest in. And somebody's willing to give you money at 10%, it's fully relevant as far as I'm concerned. You are happy to work with the other guy without getting Scaramola. What's Scaramola? His Scaramola is the difference between the 10% and the 40% that you really make. That's his Scaramola. There, we know why he's doing it. He's doing it not because he's doing it for a carcinoma. He's not doing it for a carcinoma. He's doing it because it's his Rama Haida as a result of getting the guy to talk to him. That is no more than enough reason. So why should I have to get Scaramola? The Scaramola is the possibility of getting these extra revoking. Certainly, when he anticipates a return greater than 10%, he's making the other person under those circumstances. Macabre, you don't have to face Scaramola. So according to the Macabre, Scaramola is Mura, according to the Hesedic of Maran Zikr. For him, you certainly need Scaramola, otherwise you speak no longer. And the draw who's Kvelet on the SIC is Kvelet only on the Macabre, and it would seem to me at least, on the Hesedic of Maran Zikr, but on our Hesedic, it would be Hesedic. Our Hesedic is the draw. I don't need Scaramola when I know why he's working. He's not working in return for the loan at all. He's working in return for the possibility of making much more money because he has more funds available. Even without the halvoa, he'd be willing to do this if he had his own money, because he has the opportunity to make that much more on his own chelek because it's mixed with the money of somebody else.
You're saying it's different than the Moshe Mechavon you must have said before. You're not returning the half and you're returning 10%?
In our case?
Yes.
In our case?
So the difference between the Moshe and what you have to return, you're assuming that it is...
A, that's the start.
Yeah.
B, even have you returned the whole 50%.
Then is that a symbolic amount of time? No.
It's a 10 billion amount of time if I'm mixing my own money with it. In this case, I'm mixing my own money with it.
Okay, it's how long?
No.
Because you have your own money.
I have my own money. I can't do
it. If I can make my own money that I had in the bank before, I borrowed the money from you, I'm more than happy to do this. A lot of people are happy to do this in the world out there. Because they can't.
But if it's money they get the hub off from me, then that's exactly the case. You know?
It's more.
Of the mission.
What's going
on? Samus has an office in the mission.
Samus has
a company in the office. Samus has a company in
the office. Laying about vice and family are affairs and furniture, our God is too late to sell out. The optimization of a new stupid business, in the stock is to a halo theory, it shows in the first one, the earth not to.
If I'm usually surrendering, I'm happy to see how the noble power will be done.
Right. Now I'm on the top of a market, the market's on the top of a price, not yet, he'll probably keep the fire going to the other way. Sure, if there's noise for sure, he can't make any more money because he got double. He's a bearer. And bearers are bearers. I gave you the slavery. It's not the case where you have.
Yeah, but since I sold retail, so I can sell for.
No, you don't have bearers. You won't make any more because I gave you 2 cases instead of 1 case. It is always, right? It's always when I'm dealing with money compared with the kind of the shiny. That's why it seemed to me that the people who used the ethnicity didn't decide to go. It's only until, I don't know, until recent times, of anybody in the class who got the ethnicity of the class, I only know later from it. And it seems to me because they were thinking that they sort of all the subjects of the school. And they weren't dealing with the ethnicity of Ramana because it goes all the way up, and then they come down to the power. And I think also the ethnicity of Ramana people. But they either had later ethnicity because it wasn't connected to the Sutra Sangro. The third type of ethnicity is what I call the ethnicity of the main ground. I suspect, again, I can't document this, I suspect that they were bringing it. And the day for that is not as valid as the public's ultimate invaluable job in the world. And therefore, they came up with a new ethnicity. Their ethnicity is still the difference. No, I believe you've got to deal with it. And it basically, they're right. The only reason historically for African Roman Catholic equality was to protect 50% against any. So that the person should be a laser for at least 50% and decide on anything else. But if you're dealing with people who won't take a shua anyway, and they're not going to take a shua, then you have to worry. I'm a shashua, but maybe you will swear. So I don't have to worry about my Karen. So you can make a roll because he doesn't rule that role, and you make a roll because of the Messiah, the shua, on because you forget about anything else. Also, if you make a roll there on because you can still get black hole periodic profits or periodic dividends. You can still stipulate that there's an anticipated profit per month or per annum, whatever. Okay. Now, what do you know?
To make such a time that you need a shua that everyone knows that no one will want to do that, is that, you know, are these times that they're called anyway? It's not like Makligo the Zohar, you know, everyone, no one knows, no one is able to take a shua. You pay $1 million, so why isn't that like Makligo the Zohar? Oh, I'll take a shua, I don't even have a.
That's another problem I won't talk about in my statement, I also that. I don't think that's a problem. As long as the person has the option for shul, even though I know that he won't think he's good, that says to them, you don't need a specific, he doesn't want to swear.
It's not like I want to tell the Rakia.
No, that's probably the key. You want to swear, swear, you want to drop it, you feel so thankful. You're paying a fee for factoring yourself in shul. That's the difference. You're paying in return for factoring in shul. Going back, there are some offering you include the first number of Rakia to Marshall. The Barasham says that you don't have to know what the person's relationship to you will take. You can use the FDSC even for a personal loan, in which you know very well it's not going to be used for any kind of business. As long as he had the opportunity to put into business, how do I know he didn't? Therefore, I want to shura from him that he didn't have a red eye. This is a fee in lieu of the shura. That's the Barasham. The real problem comes when you're dealing with a situation in which it is impossible for the person to have invested in anything. You have a malamed in some building someplace, but the business could be given. There's no opportunity for it to come to business. There's the big problem. And you have some operating going back to that too. I don't quite understand how. Again, this kind of a story. Look at baby, who knows where it is? But now, this Vanenu, I think he's right, this Vanenu says this Vanenu is not a problem. Because everybody, even the bottom of the Islamic, can take money simply by going out making the phone calls, it's not a problem. Right now, there's such a thing as a stockbroker, so every loan is legitimate, it's all for the loan, so they're putting it in the box. And the question is, I will lend it to you four stocks. And if I know you're going to use it, whatever, it's not good. But all of these operating states will probably have the opportunity. You could have done it. The real problem is the earlier I frame of the problem, where a person is borrowing the money because he's needed to live. And know that he can't go to business. The Shoyal Nation is not doing that. Foreigners are the source of business. There are two treatments of the Shoyal Nation, two different places. One is the Shoyal Nation, the first one, is in Kamo Kepa Gimel Simo Kuru Pedro. Because if you didn't get this loan, then you wouldn't be able to keep on doing whatever it is you're doing. So I become a shooter for your profession. Or whatever. You're using the money to pay the rent. But you didn't have this money, you didn't have to close your store and something else. No one's already talking as a result of this. The second one is not good for the store, the problem is keep on the people. If you didn't get this money to buy groceries, you'd have to sell your house and pay rent. If you're losing the money every month on the rent, so you're going to your house and use it. And you reduce your sale companies. There are the companies on the list. That's not an iskid. That I'm not forcing you to make a cheaper sorego or something else is not yet an iskid. Now, I'm not becoming a shooter for this AC, but these are the toolkit. They were not. There's no circumstance for the racial circumstances were not for that kind of there are other problems. Go back to the answers to the brackets I told you. One there is a sort of that turned everybody into fully a cook. I think that those originated because they assumed that the entry state of the Kosovo is invalid without under all my capital legislation, but I find that pretty. I was at least at a point where I thought that this is being deferred for reasons that we deferred anybody in the world. But it turns out that there may be serious problems. That the person X to enter this state becomes a partner. And the person who is a partner in the shed exposes himself to court liability as well as liability for any contracts that the partner represents. So that's
right. And so the accountant told me that non-civil lawyers are telling their clients not to use that risk because of this reason.
Because of
this reason,
I think
they're
wrong, but I'll spend the right.
Depends on the judge, I guess.
Yeah. No, I don't think it depends on the judge. The judge is probably still in my heart. But I understand the problem. The real problem is nobody wants to be in the nation. Even when? Sooner or later, somebody can come up with such a non-resident public and somebody can come up with this. The argument is very simple. And again, when I first heard about it, it was filed in the accused of using an entry state for so many years, and nobody was ever used to do it as a suit. It wasn't some fault of people before. But I discovered the answer to that. The answer to that is that Jews, Maramadigas lived in Poland, and Jews lived in Poland, and Russians lived in Asia. There wasn't a problem. The problem only in common global jurisdiction. In civil law, it's European law, there's a concept of an associate union, which is the equivalent of what we call the silent one. Investing in sales and drama, and that was it. He didn't carry any liability. He wasn't exposed. He couldn't sue. In Britain, beginning with a case that was brought in 1775, Grace versus Smith, the British courts ruled, quote, every man who has a share of the profits ought to bear a share of the loss. And they weren't talking about the loss of the family. They were talking about the losses of the business. If you invested in business, and the business incurs debts, then you would discharge making money in this business, then if the guy goes bankrupt and he's got all kinds of debts, you share in the debts too. That was modified somewhat. Decision of the House of Lords in 1860. The House of Lords came up to Chicago. The appeal to the House of Lords, Cox versus Hickman. There, the House of Lords decided that not everybody who invests money for the profit is a partner, but only if the acts of the partner is a partner. Now, question is quite exactly what the quantum means, and there's a whole business of case law. My idea of dice is in terms of the case law of America, if you do not have any control of the business position in law, you're not a partner. Period, full stop. If only somebody who can make business decisions who is a partner for purposes of contracting for self-employment, no participation. In business decisions, it's not fair to hold the guy responsible. He couldn't have prevented what happened from happening. He didn't have a voice to make business decisions. Therefore, he will not and should not be held liable for anything beyond law of capital. All right, I want, that's not my business. Not my business. In point of fact, this is a mistake that I see. Resnikov correctly pointed to a lot of other issues. We say that the Reva and Hesed is political Sodim, they agree to share in losses. Now, everybody knows that the person of what that is, and then they agree to share in the losses of the money invested. But to show this to a lawyer out there, to share the loss means to share the loss of the business, which goes far beyond the amount that has been invested. That's how effective a lawyer will interpret the document. He even quotes someone who has supposed to know something about law, who describes it, not just to show the equities to instrument, but the talking about the equities to spoke about the generating the partnership. He misquoted this person. This person spoke about it as a partnership interest. And the person meant a limited partnership. But the private person, as we know you did, which is not dead, that what I meant was a limited partnership. I know about partnership limited. And I took it for granted that a limited partnership does not generate any kind of life limitation. Only, I didn't know what we were going to ask. A lot of us didn't know either, including lawyers. And that is, that to generate a limited partnership in the private piece of paper moment, every state, that the private piece of paper generating a limited partnership. If you don't generate a limited partnership, then it becomes a matter of law to be determined on the basis of the fact whether this is a partnership or not partnership. If you file a piece of paper, then you have notice. The whole world is not liable. You know, my wife is not by then, more than the whole world is not responsible for the debt. That's what the notice of limited partnership is. I'm not responsible for the debt of the partnership. And Gulahai Gulah, the whole world, filing a piece of paper doesn't have to be good. But without the piece of paper, there's certainly a case out there which you then have to refute and say, and incidentally, the reputation is valid even if you hold the partnership. Partnership isn't what you call something. It's what the law holds. And if for purposes of the law, somebody who doesn't participate in the decision of the company isn't a partner, then the fact that the member of the associate or wrote is that this hold of the partnership doesn't mean anything. But it's a lot harder if you actually hold it in the partnership. Resnikov also talks about other things like press problems, those are just, I don't think that those are serious. What is serious is the litigation based upon partnership liability. But there are other problems that are going on. The worst one,
right, is Michael's suggestion that you just put a stamp on the status so that it's not enforceable in a federal court?
A stamp that's not enforceable in a federal court doesn't mean it's not enforceable. By the words of saying, I have another just saying it's not enforceable doesn't mean it's not enforceable.
You go to both masking them, it's fine.
It's more, it's not very public policy. I can allow you to do whatever you want, including third parties. You and I are going to enter into a real partnership, And we're going to make an agreement between us. I'm going to have to be their cases as six criteria partners. And every one of them is going to be fulfilled. And we're going to stipulate between us, I'm not responsible for the court. Right? He's, of course, going to honor that against the third party. How can I be? We can't stipulate the prejudice of the third party. The other problems that he didn't think of, I'll give you two of them. One of them is an interesting involvement of three of them. One of them is an interesting involvement, another one I'm not sure. I have
partner, so mine notice, the one is noticed all,
The bank had notice of the fact that I returned the diamond. Therefore, the bank can no longer claim against me. A retired justice of the Israeli Supreme Court, whom I shall not name, but indicate the parish teacher, even though he's a dream, presented an affidavit to the court in words saying that if he was still a member of the Israeli Supreme Court, his case was before him, he would say that if it did receive Marsha, it's not enforceable in Israel, it's, I don't know, hocus pocus, it's a magnitude to satisfy their certain customers, and that even a chutzpah for them to plead the heter is to try to take advantage of the fact that the banks accommodate them by entering into the heter. It's like you hear something. It's not a thing. Frankly, I will lose this response. I didn't think of the guy who was just being that we should have assumed that this is not by the same token, I'm not going to let somebody tell the court that ethnicity is a piece of paper that is not there to take this printed on by the pure song, as the pure song is involved around. So I think that now they say that ethnicity does create a joint venture, and of course, they can sue anything they want, but this is a bona fide legal document. And not only that, but she is trying to focus on how hard it's great to look, because then what we didn't look at just want to look at, she had paper in that case, there is a case going back to the British mandate where there was litigation under Hetherese, and the court took the Hetherese before the president. There's a joint venture, and it's not alone. Anyway, this is another one of the problems for which I would like to see the record. And if you look at New York State partnership law, it would appear that the notice requirement, notice to the one guy who noticed everybody, and this doesn't quite sit right. Therefore, I hate to put it up, and I cite the fact that I argue that they have to be scared of the officers who are leaving the draw, but I have a way of changing all this to eliminate all the problems. Instead of having no copy because it creates a market, who will make the vote? Who will make the vote? There's no market. No notice problems anymore because I'm not dealing with a partnership. I'm dealing with the guy who got a problem. Nothing more than a problem. Whatever it's going to be, it's not going to be a partnership. This may open up different problems.
Why not? You have the whole investment.
It's all the
investment.
I took your medicine, gave it to the test, and continue to return on the investment. You're not returning.
So in the situation where the guy goes bankrupt, you lose your shirt.
Yes. I said, I'm not sure I want to solve the bankruptcy problem. So, I've compounded it. Because you lose everything.
You lose everything.
So let's get 50% off the wall. 90% is very rare. But, I have eliminated the problem of liability for the debt incurred by my client. The only problem is that in American law, I've opened up problems of agents. I may be responsible for acting by agents. But that's easy to start this in a way that it's clear that the person is being an agent of one of the people in American law. It's only an agent I vote, you know, do the X, Y, and Z. The agent's not going on his own vote. It doesn't turn out to be my agent, but otherwise, all these mostly firms that aren't incorporated, they take money from people who invest in. And nobody ever claims they found out anybody who was acting in the first place. They can't find you for more than the loss of the company that you then, because it's clear that you have a direct that you can do it. I mean, the agency problems are easy to deal with these moments. So it's extremely difficult. So it would be fun to echo the Kumar of Nagarak and the Shoshis in America. There's only one thing that's wrong with me. They choose that originally I didn't understand the language. Now I understand it. And the example is from in the Minchas Shmoyim. The end of that scene. There are several people in this. This one. He says he doesn't understand how it actually works. Because what happened? Banks charge the debt. Why is it? I go charge that. But I take 20%, I want 20% profit on the housing mortgage. Everybody wants to do this. All the everybody knows I'm taking 20% on the housing mortgage because I really want 10% on the
whole
thing. And when I first saw it, I shrugged my shoulders. She says, not true. It's much not true. It's not true because I don't lend anybody money. I'm talking about the banks. Banks are already owning. Even if I were about to lend a boy money, I don't lend boy money. I don't trust money. And if I find me a boy who I really trust, I'll lend him 10% to. When I deal with a Jew, I never lend him money for interest. I lend him money without interest. When I invest in an ISPA, I want 20%. Of course I want 20% in ISPA. Otherwise, I'm going to go around lending you money. I've got a living. The only way that I can give people interest-free loan acceptance for everybody, all my skill assessments, is because my business is so barbarous and so good that it brings 20% interest. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do it. 20% profit. Great. 20% profit. If only because I get 20% profit in all of my trusting income, the ratio would be sad. I keep the industry loan so that I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to stop around the surround there for months, but I can't do this. That's it. That's how it works. So who says there's any problem with this? Till I went and I looked again. It says that in the colony, the same person will offer you a choice. Either could become 10%, or captain, another captain, because of 20%. Right? He was talking after the Zebrach, after his back. I didn't hear him say it. I really wouldn't have him. And but he wrote it, so I don't understand it all. But he even asked me, I understand his teaching after this. If I'm giving somebody this waiver, 10% to a judge, or 20% captain, or captain, because that's not wrong. You see what I'm saying? I'm taking 20% because they only bring 40 in the money you share it. That's not why I'm asking 10%. It's because I really want 10% ribbons. Only I'll work it out either way you want. But instead of the end, option the classic college is to shoot the Google ever. I'm the whole market. He's not, well, how long he's going to say. Alright. My problem is that if you're now to establish published ones, could the government, so we've avoided all the legal problems, but the other people's forms are still out there. Then I've created what I see as the trend of government's problem. Don't say, well, I love it closer, but maybe it's not so much fun. Anyway, that's where I said, well, I love it, whatever I do. That's the only thing that that restrains me. I would have ordinarily have said, the simple curriculum of all of this is very simple. The government will give all the structures of the contracting, and the law professor is in short one, the law will solve all of that. I don't believe that the stand in my way is for the problem. There are other ways I think. That's what's called sandbox. Okay? He's right. I mean, he himself, I mean, he makes the case stronger than it is, and I think they have to make it stronger than it is, because nobody wants full litigation costs. I don't think that any court would rule that a head race is a partnership and say that you're liable in tort or in contract beyond the amount of fees. But there are ways to protect yourself. You're sure the court would do it. And that spell out of all these things. Instead of saying that the losses shall be borne equally, you say the losses shall be borne equally up to the extent of the investments and not beyond. So you said that I'm not disclosing myself. That doesn't mean anything. I can't say I'm not liable to a third party. It's just that you've got to do enough to make the court recognize what's going on. You put in another clause which says explicitly that I will say I want to know I'm not informed about what's happening to the rich doesn't like it. So you put in a clause that says that I will not participate. The person who answers the money has no right to participate in any of the business decisions made by the recipients of the fund. That's a clear statement to the effect that he didn't. He doesn't have a right to, of course he didn't. So you're not going to have a trial that needs to determine whether he actually participated in the decision or didn't participate in the decision. And as I read the case law, this is the crucial point, whether he participates in the business decision or not. putting in back to what I think should immunize the whole hemisphere from 4 or 5 joules into the Earth body. But yes, Russell will know. Not saying that this has been pretty in the process. I'm not sure I want the time. So I'm not sure I want to start from the beginning. I put in the Hebrew speak as a theory in tradition. I put in paragraph 15. I put in paragraph 15. I didn't make it up now. I had a condition on me. And I took it out before one of the esteemed members of the back of the book came out. I didn't take it out to the university. When I put in for the writings of the band, I put it out anyway. The quote says, first is then it says that this, everything that Christy is related to sort. And if for any reason this is the case of sexual accord, the court should ignore the document and treat it as an ordinary document. That is dangerous case. That's an ordinary document. What gave me the place to say that? What gave me the truth to say that is a gracious children and what it is. It says, and if the lawyers on the side of the you still have a mortgage, you can make a mortgage afterwards. Look at Satan. Now, what does he mean? First of all, there are a whole list of us rankings who hold that a head of each can measure his homes whatever you want. If it's valuable, it certainly doesn't have to be valuable. Even the same. I don't know who the Satan is. It says it has to be actually on the case of the court. I might say so under some circumstances. And I don't want to talk about it today, but I have great problems with the atheist support bank. I'm not sure that there can be an atheist support bank. Because if a bank finds an atheist here, I haven't done research in fact, why I think that should be so. Yes, I'm still to do what it happens. Because if I make an assignment for the bank for scientific research, because the law says that the bank is not to be a partner of any venture that went monthly for obvious reasons. And if that's true, that means that the banks are going to enforce the provisions of the monthly state. And I'm afraid that the right to be indigenous is no near as fast. See, when it rises to the level, you have the whole of the old cards with a conflict on the first one. In Hungary, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, there was a war between the inhabitants of the Baxter and the Baxter. And how did the other terms also, how did he ensure he had money? Because you bought a tax stamp, that's what happened to Germany. And how did you enforce it? Because there was no tax stamp on it. It was still, it won't be enforced before. So everybody big books, yes, they think about worrying about the body sales to put on the child shield and all sorts of things. They didn't. The other conversation, the conversation, the whole truth of conversation, the reason is that since you're doing this, you're avoiding considering stuff, how do you get rid of that? That should be how, as long as it's how we're doing it. So we have let the acts roll here like this in the shower, you have to be kind of careful because it's open your eyes for careful. Here he's saying, even though this city is the director of Mr. Fuller, they should have more harm, but since it's cool, he might see yourself, he's somebody, you're a man, you're a man, you're a man, you're a man. But if you're a man, you're in jail for it. In the banking world, you end up in jail. If you violate. Therefore, I don't know. Who's telling you, you know, you argue that if it's a nuclear, you don't mean it. All right, we're talking about the motion today. But there's some people claim that every deputy is going to be a state officer. I don't know if they know. Maybe I can just throw it into the story. Maybe some historians say that it has to be posted online. There's a whole long list of legal entries, including a Marsham and Frankin, who say even it's not enforceable, makes no difference. As long as it's listed in the Israel and outside, that the Israel is one of the behavior, it's very near finished. So some of these facts today are the relation of the people. And that is because what Rich was saying that, but he's not saying he can't be a priesthood enforceable to the court. He's saying, well, if it's going to be a guy will be in a virus, he won't go to the deal, he'll be tired of the side of the bed, he won't go to court, so sock it to him. Well, until then, if you serious, because he had his wife that he was coming in at $50 a week.
I today
spoke to the president and said that he wanted to change his.
Okay. Of course, one of the things we'd like to do is to take a whole engineering case, take the case of that thing, look for that. Look for it, and if you have a president. In most cases, that's not a problem, the bank owns the problem. But there are two cases, or two classes of cases in which this is done. The first is mortgage loans, purchase and non-mortgage. The seller, he has sold me a piece of property and I can get a bank. Only if I give him cash, I'm $100,000. With a mortgage, it's going to come out to $150,000, $30,000, and he gets an interest. That will sell it out. There are two ways of doing that. And one is either to convert it from a mortgage into a loan, instead of selling the property for a mortgage to pay $130,000, grant me the property for monthly payments for 20 years. And after 2 years, for a dollar it's yours. You put the option to buy for a dollar at the end of the default period. The legal problem. There are always multiple experience who make insurance, who make liability, short liability, who make those can be taxes, that can all be done in the street value, as long as you're in the other value. The other way to deal with it is to do the truth. In the real world, a car, for example, I can do one of two things. I can either buy a car for $10,000, or I can lease it for 4 years for a car company. In the course of the 4 years, I will have paid $10,000. When I buy it, instead of leasing, what about leasing? Does it here do? If you have a savings from your home content, if here goes to the bank and borrows 10% or whatever it is, because he makes more than 10% on his home. He borrows as much money. So, in effect, and he pays every month, what he did is saving the bank interest. And as the loan increases, it's the same cost of capital. That's called he's getting equity. So, that's called a state of state. When I buy a house that's got 1,000 bricks, the first month, I have 5 million bricks. The rest is interest. So, constructively, that I buy one brick a month. And I pay you rent for the other bricks. So the first month I pay rent for 999 bricks. And buy the one brick. The second month I pay $10,000 for the other brick. So I don't have to pay you one brick. The next month I buy two bricks and pay the rent on my other bricks. And 96 bricks. The third month I buy three bricks. And I pay my other bricks 5 bricks. So I'm buying equity every month. You agree with what you're doing. You're paying more equity every month. Because less of the money is going from the interest. And I have to stop that I'm doing. So we deal with the construction also. The real problem, and I encountered it, over years since early on. And I thought that there was a serious responsibility. A brokerage firm. And it came, and he discovered all the government position in the interest. And he's got customers who buy from him on margin. And he knows that they will go to the business in money when the stocks go down. So how can he take interest on the money when the stock goes down? Maybe when it went up, so he explained his sharing the profit, blah, blah, and he predicts that 6% of the 50% of the left pie. But the money went down, what kind of shoes is he the man? He never gave them much cash back. He took it from one body to another body, from one account to another account. He knows the person couldn't invest on himself. So I worked today through. A, that's not easy. I use some dual rules. Instead of saying you have to keep the lead under your pillow, I was high as the customer to read the financial pages of the candy for the and if he doesn't do it, the stock goes down to So if I am for his chair, you're not reading all these financial newsletters for who they for. Then, Shafty Barisi, I somehow gave me this little pain problem, but it's such a simple aphid, and I think it's the best aphid. It works for stocks, and it works for the business. It works for sleep levels. And that is that I then lend $1,000 to my stock. I don't lend $1,000 to the bakery. What? I lend money only to people who are legal customers, right? And why is this person buying, borrowing the money from me and not giving me $1,000? Because his name is Larry. He should make more money than me. That's not far more money on margin. So therefore, I am willing to lend you money on margin on the condition that you pay $1,000 and make me a sugar to both of them from all the investments that you acquired in that $1,000, you will make me a shoot with your investment, I'll lend you $1,000 in return for being a shoot of $1,000 in all of your investments. Why not? You may lay that I want to shoot it if you want money for your investments. Remember, you can now to segregate $1,000, then I'm letting you interest me $1,000. In return for this, I want to do only one thing. I want to be a shooter in your other exploding for $1,000 or the little difference. I'm not that title. Probably, I am giving you $1,000 to invest for me. You can invest $1,000 in your exploding, $5,000, and because you're investing $1,000 in your exploding, for me, and I'm going to get lots of money from this. I'm now willing to lend you $1,000 to invest in my market account. I can do this with Visa Barber's code. Cost $100,000 to buy a piece of property, interest free loan for $100,000. I'll announce that you count me in as a partner for $100,000 in your factory to make me use. I want to be sure that in your factory, you want a house, I want a factory. I lend you the money to buy the house. You make me a partner there about $1,000 in their factory.
We should know what that's like. We have to use
that.
I gave you $2,000.
$1,000 of that, and why are you taking this? And for obvious reasons. Very well, can you start there? And secondly, you're doing this because you have that much more money in your business. The real world is true. Why doesn't the Seventh Avenue manufacturer liquidate his business investment stockbroker? Because he needs that extra $1,000 to run a Chicago factory. He makes more money that way. Right? He needs the added capital. He needs $2,000, $10,000 to run the factory. He doesn't want that to liquidate his business stock market for my money. It's the same thing, they're not going to have to go. Student loans will just a little bit more than I'm an undergraduate business. But the graduates, I know a lot of what I see, not only is it conceivable that they have a selfie, but I know they have a selfie. I want to be sure that you listen to them. You want to go to school and invest $10,000 a year and more than $5,000 to the money. On the math, that you invest $10,000 a year for me, meaning the administration. If you invest it in the stock market, you've got money anyway. What's wrong with that? And you're playing afterwards that you don't invest. You didn't invest it, you didn't have to invest it, you didn't have to invest it. But you work with the small tools. I don't know if we're working on the metrics, but we're dealing with all of that. And I'm just terrible at all. This is the power of the day out. then you can make a lot of money. In fact, I know people who are very hungry and take some more. But the rate of interest is much less. The rate of the bank, as a bad example, you can make more than the rate of return on student loan. And just back in case, somebody told me, my father is such a traitor, he won't even let me take a student loan. And my father makes X number of percent on all the investments I can get a student loan, which is interest rate for half the time a year, and I can invest it, and invest 20-25%, and he's not paying me because he doesn't like me.